You must turn right or left. We're rooting out the evils infesting what lies straight ahead.
He possessed a touch of wit. The dervish looked first right, then left. He shivered, then announced,
All evil is the result of metaphysical error.
In a raspy little voice, and started along the street to the right. It was a very strange street. It was almost empty of humanity. In Taglios, that was something seldom seen. A moment later, the Shadar sergeant squealed in surprise and pain. He began slapping his side.
What's the matter?
Another gray asked.
Something bit me!
He squealed again, which indicated that he was in a great deal of agony, for Shadar were proud of their ability to endure pain without outcry or even flinching. Two of the sergeant's men tried to lift his shirt, while a third clung to his arm in an effort to keep him immobile. He shrieked again. Smoke began to boil out of his side. The greys were so startled they backed away. The sergeant went down. He went into convulsions. Smoke continued to boil up. It assumed a form none of the greys wanted to see.
Niasi!
The demon Niasi began to whisper secrets no Shadar wanted to hear. Grinning to himself, Goblin slipped into Chor Bagan. He disappeared long before anyone wondered if there might not be a connection between the sergeant's discomfort and the Vaidine dervish. Greys arrived from all directions. Officers barked and cursed and drove them back to their stations before the denizens of Chor Bagan seized the opportunity to escape. Obviously, this was a distraction meant to give their prey the chance to run. A crowd had begun to gather, too. Among them was a Nuang Bo boy who picked his moment, cut a purse, and fled past the greys, one of whom recalled him from the evening when one of their own got stoned. Discipline began to collapse. The grey officers tried, and managed rather well, considering. Only a few people escaped Chor Bagan, and a half-dozen slipped inside, among them a skinny little old man in the all-enveloping yellow of a leper. One Eye was not pleased. He was sure strategy had had nothing to do with it being him who had to assume the yellow. Goblin was up to something wicked. The six raiders approached the target tenement from front and rear in loose teams of three. One Eye was around front. People cleared off fast when they saw the yellow. Lepers were held in absolute terror. None of the men wanted to carry out a raid in broad daylight. It was not the company way. But darkness was denied us till Soulcatcher pulled her shadows back off the streets. And the consensus of the analysts and wizards was that it was less likely that the Daughter of Night could summon Kina's help during daylight. Daytime also offered a better chance of taking her by surprise. Each team paused to make sure every man still wore his yarn bracelet before they stormed into the tenement. Each wizard set loose an array of previously prepared low-grade confusion spells that buzzed through the ramshackle structure like a swarm of drunken mosquitoes. The attackers passed inside, stepping over and around frightened, shivering families who, till now, had considered themselves wildly fortunate to have a roof over their heads, even if that meant renting floor space in a hallway. Both teams posted a man who would